All right, so today we're diving deep into something really specific. We're going all the way to Norway.
Norway. For like fjords and Vikings?
Not quite, although that would be a cool deep dive.
Right, of course. Sorry.
We're looking at a medical textbook on rheumatology, of all things.
Rheumatology. Okay, so not exactly light reading for a casual audience.
You got that right. But here's the thing, this isn't about what's in the book so much as how it's being shared.
Okay, now you've got my attention. I'm intrigued. What's so special about this Norwegian rheumatology textbook?
It's called, get this, Grands Compendium I Revmatologi for Leger I Specialis Dunning.
Wow, and I thought I had trouble pronouncing rheumatology. What does that even mean?
Exactly. It translates to Grands Compendium in Rheumatology for Doctors and Specialist Training.
Compendium, so like a collection, a summary.
Yeah, think of it as a go-to guide for doctors specializing in this field.
Makes sense, but you said it's about how it's shared.
Exactly. This compendium is published under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 international license.
Whoa, hold on. That's pretty unusual for a medical textbook, isn't it? Most of them are, well, really expensive and pretty locked down.
Totally. So what does this license actually mean in practice?
It means this book is open access. Anyone can basically download it, share it, even adapt it for their own needs, as long as they give credit to the original authors.
So a doctor, say in a rural community in, I don't know, India, could just get this textbook.
Exactly. They could potentially translate it, share it with colleagues, even use parts of it for training. The possibilities are kind of amazing when you think about
It
it.
really makes you wonder why this isn't more common,
No,
right?
absolutely. It challenges this whole traditional model of expensive medical textbooks that not everyone can access.
Right. And speaking of challenging the status quo, this book was published in January 2021.
Right in the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah.
That can't be a coincidence, can it?
Right. It really makes you think about the importance of open access to medical information, especially during a global health crisis.
It's like suddenly everyone's realizing that sharing knowledge, especially medical knowledge, can literally save lives.
It's true, and this textbook, in a way, is a testament to that idea.
Yeah. So to answer your earlier question about what makes this Norwegian textbook so special, it might be a glimpse into the future of medicine, a future where information is more accessible, more democratic, and ultimately benefits more people.
I like the way you think. So, for our listeners out there, here's something to consider. Imagine a world where the most up-to-date medical knowledge is available to anyone, anywhere. How would that change your life? How would it change the world? Keep those deep dives going, folks.